God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There's something definitely unnerving about uncertainty. I say definitely unnerving. Uncertainty is that lack of definition. It's that lack of certainty and definitiveness. And if you've ever been on a strange road at night, you maybe know that mild sense of apprehension. I've been several weeks in a state several hundred miles from my home, and there have been many nights where I've been driving on roads that I'm not familiar with and places that I'm not familiar with. And there's just that slight tinge of, I don't know where I am. Maybe that's where you are in life right now. Here's a wonderful truth. The God of all the earth is also the God of every generation. So that we've never been here before. Our parents perhaps have been in the places, moral drama that we're in now, but we haven't. And it's a new time. In Joshua 2:11, God is called the God of heaven and earth. He is. He's God of both heaven and earth. Well, the God of both heaven and earth is also the God of every generation. In Joshua 3:4, God says to the people, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. I'm taking you into a land you've not touched before, you've not been before, you've not seen before. It's uncertain, it's unknown, it is new. And then in Joshua in verse 7, he says, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that ye may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. What a wonderful thing. God had brought them out of Egypt and parted the Red Sea. Now that was a wonderful memory, a collective memory that Israel had, but none of these people had actually seen that. And what was ahead of them was a new body of water, the Jordan River, and a new land, not Egypt, but Canaan. Now, Egypt may have been just as powerful and just as fearsome, but it was past, and so it was familiar. Jordan, Canaan, Jericho, on the other hand, were unknown. They were uncertain, and so that gave them a certain strength just by virtue of the fact that they were unknown. Can I just tell you that the God that owns heaven and earth is also the God of every generation? As he was with Moses, he would be with Joshua. As he brought Israel through the Red Sea, he would bring Israel across the Jordan. And as he was with people in years past, God will be with you if you are with him. You know what? I thank God for many people in the past, but God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He is the God I am, present tense, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. And if you've trusted the Lord Jesus, he is your God today. That God will lead, he will drive without fail as you follow and not fear.